Go ahead, Honolulu. Go ahead, Honolulu.
The island of Oahu in the Pacific, one of the most thickly populated islands of the Hawaiian group, was attacked by Japanese planes this morning, starting at about 8 o'clock. No one would believe when reports emanated from the two radio stations here that the islands had been attacked. But when bombs began falling in various parts of the city and in different army and navy posts and bases, people knew Japan was endeavoring to eradicate America's outposts in the Pacific. Now here's a report that I've gathered from different reporters of the Honolulu Advertiser who have been out endeavoring to get information concerning the Japanese air attack on the island of Oahu in the Hawaiian Islands. The first information in Honolulu that planes of Japan were attacking the islands was about 8 o'clock this morning, Hawaiian time. The first group of Japanese airplanes attacked Ford Island at Pearl Harbor, the Navy's mighty fortress in the islands. Roy Batusik, a local attorney, was up in his private plane flying over Coco Head when he said one or two Japanese planes gave him a salute of machine gun bullets as they approached the city. The plane was slightly damaged, and Mr. Batusik made a landing. After machine gunning Ford Island, the first Japanese planes moved to Hickam Field. Observers said considerable damage was done to planes and to Hickam Field. There is great activity there now in clearing the field of debris. At Pearl Harbor, where is based the Pacific Fleet, three ships were attacked. The Oklahoma was set afire. All lines of communication seemed to be down between the various Army posts and Navy airdromes and Army airfields. There has been no statement made by the Navy. The Army has issued orders for all people, the civilian population, to remain off the streets. The first raiders carried torpedoes and did their damage to shipping in Pearl Harbor and off Honolulu. Everyone here in the islands were taken by surprise by the attack, and even yet it's difficult for some people to believe that our air raid on these beautiful islands has actually happened and that lives have been lost. Several planes have been shot down, and anti-aircraft gunnery is very heavy. It is thought that the planes came from the south in the direction of the island of Kauai. After the attack on Pearl Harbor, Hickam Field, and Wheeler Field, several squadrons of Japanese planes came in from the south over Diamond Head, dropping bombs and incendiary bombs over the city. One bomb dropped in front of the governor's mansion at Washington Place and killed one man. Another dropped by the Honolulu Advertiser, nearly hitting several people and almost reaching its mark. At the Pacific Heights and Dowsett Highlands, beautiful residential districts, there was heavy bombing. One woman was killed in Dowsett Highlands. The governor has proclaimed a state of emergency. Traffic is almost at a standstill in parts of the city. However, the traffic to and from Waikiki seems to be normal. When Japanese planes appeared over Waikiki, there were many people out in the streets and watched the bombing there. One man at Waikiki was badly injured when a bomb dropped in the heart of that beach resort. The Japanese planes seem to have come over the city and the environs with no intimation whatsoever that these were Japanese planes. And it was a very difficult for people here to believe that these were Japanese planes. Here's a report that just came from Hickam Field. There were 350 men killed in a direct bomb hit on the barracks at Hickam Field. Then at Bellows Field, on the other side of the island, on the windward side of the islands, the field was bombed very heavily. That's all the news from Honolulu now. We'll be back with more news at a later time. This is KGU in Honolulu, Hawaii.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.